Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's okay to say that, okay? It's okay. You can say it. Merry Christmas. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, and I pray that this gives you some more insight and encouragement to the God that we serve. And how, when we're obedient to Him, great things can be expected. Luke chapter 1, beginning in verse 30. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. It's okay, y'all say Jesus. You can do better than that. Come on now. Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. Verse 34. Then Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be? Seeing, I know no man. I mean, she was a virgin. She had not been with a man. She was engaged, but she had not been with a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath conceived a son in her old age, and in the sixth month with her, who was called barren. Get this, verse 37, very important verse. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Could you say that with me? Nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold, thy handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. God, we come to you. Father, we come to you this morning. As we read this scripture that you inspired and gave to us, that is very accurate of your promise, that is very accurate of what your love is that you sent to us. And God, I pray that today, as we share from your word, that God, that I would step aside and that you would step inside, that I could perform and be what you want me to be and say what you want me to say this very day, God, because I know that your words does not return void. And today, Lord, there are folks that needs to get saved. There are folks that needs to follow in obedience to baptism. There are folks that needs to get their hearts right with you. God, I am so confident in this word that you give. And so, Lord, I pray that you bless it, anoint it, and perform a good work. That, God, that you would draw people to you for your glory and for your honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Expecting. When we hear the word expecting, we think of, you're expecting something for Christmas. Anybody expecting anything for Christmas? Anybody give somebody else a hint of what you want for Christmas? I recall as a child that I would go through that JCPenney catalog. You remember them, anybody? And I would highlight what I'd like for Christmas. And I was expecting maybe one or two of them. Not all of them, but some of them. Sometimes you got disappointed because you didn't get them. And all of us have been there. We've expected something, but we've been disappointed because we didn't get it. Maybe we're expecting something, maybe it wasn't a product or something, maybe it was expecting someone or something or maybe results, and we were disappointed. But I want you to know this morning, and I pray that you realize this and that you get a hold of this, that when we're expecting from Jesus, He will go over and above what we even expect. When you give your life to Christ, He will give to you more than what you actually expect. expecting. The word means looking forward to an occurrence. You know, if you're expecting and you name her Oakland and you're expecting her to arrive, you're looking forward to that. That's exciting. Some people, when they're expecting, they find out what they have and they have a reveal party. When we're expecting something, we're looking forward to that occurrence. Everybody has expected something. But this morning, my question to you is this: are you expecting Jesus? Are you expecting Jesus? His word is true, you know, where two are gathered together, there, what? I will be there with you. So guess what? Jesus is here right now. You may have came this morning in the doors and you were just expecting this to be a normal day that you come to church and you sing and you listen and then you just go through the motions. But today I want you to know that Jesus Christ is present with us right now. I hope that's reassuring to you. Because as a child of God, you will know that He will never leave you nor forsake you. No matter what happens in life, He'll be there. I wonder this morning, though, is there anyone here, and I think there could be several, that you're expecting a miracle for Christmas? We have hope in Jesus Christ. We have the confidence, expectation that His promises are true. They never slack and they never will. We can be reassured of that hope that we have in Christ. And we can expect Him to keep His promises. So we look forward to each day. Or we should. We should stay close to Him as we journey through life and through difficulties and good times and sad times. For some folks during the holidays, it's very difficult. Other people are looking forward to families getting together. Some people, their families can't get together. But all of us are expecting something this holiday. Look to Jesus. As a follower of Christ, we can expect Him to speak to you today. We can expect Him to provide for your needs, give you instructions, and provide peace and provide comfort that each of us, every one of us, needs. As followers of Jesus, we can be confident that He loves us no matter what. Is that good? Is that good, folks? That you can be confident that regardless of how you act, how you talk, what you do, what you don't do, that Jesus still loves you. There's nowhere you can go. There's nothing that you can do to make Jesus love you more or less. That's a praise that we have that confidence. I expect Jesus to be with us this morning when I came. As we gather together for Bible study, as we gather together for worship, I expect it, and He's here. He is present with us right now. And He's worshiping with us and wants us to worship together. I expect Jesus through the Holy Spirit right now to be moving on hearts, not because of the words I say, but because of the words and the Holy Spirit of God right now. Whether you're listening or you're watching or you're present, God is moving. The Holy Spirit is moving on hearts this morning. Sometimes we reject it. Sometimes we accept it. But I want you to know that when you accept it, He will do more than what you already expect Him to do. But you have to be obedient. You know, sometimes we're hesitant. We hold back. And we say, yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I need to do that, but I hold back. And the Spirit of God is saying, you need to move forward. You need to let go and let Me, God says. And when you do that, then you'll begin to see that He's going to do far more than what you can do yourself. He's going to do far more than what you expect Him to do. There was these three guys in the Old Testament, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were found in the book of Daniel, Daniel chapter 6. These three Jewish boys, they refused to bow down and worship the king. See, it was far beyond the intangible things. that we sometimes get locked up on. The king was actually wanting these Jewish boys to worship him and not God. Okay? That's pretty significant. That's pretty well in your face that I'm God and he's not. That's what the king was saying. And so as they demanded that they bow and worship King Neb, these three Jewish boys said, uh-uh. We, regardless of the circumstances, are going to obey God. Regardless of what happens, regardless of what people do, regardless of what people say, I will obey God. And they did that. King Nebuchadnezzar got furious because they would not bow down. And so these three Jewish boys, you know the story, they were going to be placed in the fiery furnace to perish. Did they expect Jesus Christ to be in the fiery furnace with them? Probably didn't cross their mind. Were they confident that God would be with them for their obedience? Would he do something for them? Yes, I believe they did. They knew that God would bless their obedience, but God went far beyond their expectations, didn't he? Because when they threw him in the fire, even the men that took him into the fire, a couple of them got so close to the fire that they died. But these three Jewish boys walked in the furnace expecting they would be with God in presence in heaven with him. But they were going to be obedient to the death. But when the king looked into the fire, there was not just three in the fire. There was four. And the king himself, that thought he was above everyone else, said, "That looks like the Son of God." Now, who did we just say in the scriptures we just read in Luke would be that baby? The Son of God, Jesus. He was there with them, and did they die? They walked out. They might have been a little smoky, but they were alive. God did far above what they expected. And he will still do that today. Throughout the Old Testament and the New Testament, people have underestimated the power of God. Do we do that today? Do we really underestimate the power of God? God spoke to them throughout the Old Testament about the Messiah Jesus coming and being the supreme sacrifice for all the world. But did they really get it? You see, each one of us needs hope. Each one of us needs forgiveness. Each one of us needs Jesus. The Bible says that nothing shall be impossible for God. Are you underestimating the power of God? When he says to us, get it, nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. So why would we not want to take off the parking brake and move forward and be obedient and listen to God and just do what he wants us to do? He loves us and has the best interest for us. He has everything in store for us to provide for us, to protect us, and to do far above what we've even asked him to do. So why would we not want to take off the parking brake and move forward when we know and that we're confident and we're expecting him to do far and above what we've expected him to do? Because nothing is impossible with God. Do you believe that, church? C.C. Winans wrote a song, and she was talking to God. She was saying, like, one-on-one with God. And she said this, "Miracles, when you move, such an easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up. At the tomb of every Lazarus, your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my God, come through again. I pray God will come through again and again. You can, and this is talking to God, you can do all things. You can do all things but fail. Because you've never lost a battle. No, you have never, ever lost a battle. And I know, you never will. I pray that resonates into your heart. That our God that we serve, He will come through again because He can do all things. He can do all things but fail. He's never lost a battle. And I know He never will. I know He never will. Are you expecting to see Jesus? Are you experiencing Jesus today? Are you prepared to meet Jesus? In Matthew 22 through 24, those chapters talk about Jesus' return. And He's talking about that we need to watch and be ready. He talks about one, I think it's in 22, that He talks about the bridegroom having a wedding banquet. And the groom goes out and he invites all these people, but nobody will come. And he describes that and how that the seriousness of that they need to put up the wedding garment to come to the banquet. And then in 24, Jesus is sitting on the Mount of Olives. And His disciples are asking Him, what shall we see? What will be the sign that we can see? What will be the sign to the end of the world? If you would, just turn over to Matthew 24. Matthew 24. Look at verse 4. Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. Do you happen to recognize right now what's going on in the world? Are we leading into that? Does people hate Christians right now? Does people reject God and anybody that proclaims to be a Christian right now? So we're farther along than just nations against nations and wars and rumors of wars. We're further along. Are you prepared? Are you ready? Is everyone that you love, are they ready? Expect Jesus. He came to share truth. He came to share love. And He came to share hope and life. God sent Jesus, folks. You know this. God sent Jesus as a supreme sacrifice. And Jesus was obedient all the way to the cross. He suffered and bled and died for you and I. He took the beatings that we deserved. They laid Him in the tomb, thinking it was all done. But God did far above expecting what other people thought. Because on the third day, He arose from the grave, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And after 40 days of walking around, ministering and meeting people, they stood, thousands of people witnessed this and stood and watched Jesus ascend to heaven. They were perplexed, needless to say. I would be too. But Jesus left the Holy Spirit of God to minister. God's words to us is, He will be back. Are you ready for Him? He loves you. He has a one-of-a-kind plan for your life. And He wants to help you. He wants to build a personal relationship with you. See, the Holy Spirit right now is active, actively drawing you to place your full faith and trust in God the Father. Jesus wants you to be ready. What are you expecting from Jesus? Are you asking for a miracle? One of the miracles that you could have for Christmas is the greatest miracle of all. That as a sinner that's separated from God, eternally destined to hell, to torment, you could accept the forgiveness and what Jesus did upon the cross and confess Him as Lord and be saved. That's the greatest miracle you and I will ever receive. You ever had anybody in your family that you know they've got everything and you're like, what do I get them for Christmas? Anybody been there? They've got everything. And if they don't, they see it, they go ahead and get it, right? And you're like, just give me something that I can get for you. Well, let me just share with you. The greatest gift that anyone, anywhere will ever receive is the gift that God gave. Eternal salvation through Jesus Christ and Him alone. It don't get no better than that. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, but He didn't stay in the cradle. He ministered and performed miracles, and He went to the cross for you and I. Do you pray and ask God? Do you pray and listen to God? H.B. Charles Jr. said this, "A failure to pray is a declaration of independence." Take that. Let that soak. A failure to pray is a declaration of independence. I agree. In other words, the things that you neglect to pray for are about things that you trust that you can handle yourself and you don't need God. I'm praying expectantly, eagerly, and humbly declaring my dependence on what God can do, because nothing shall be impossible with God. I am confident and I'm praying and declaring that God is going to use you and I to see miracles happen this Christmas, that we will see 20 people baptized because they placed their faith and confidence in Jesus Christ. And they want to follow in obedience and say, God, I want to declare that I'm a part of Your family. I want to be a witness that the old is dead and I'm rising to the new and set on the road to discipleship. I pray that God has brought us together and unified us for this vision that He has for you and I to carry this out. Look, if you would, in Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Receiving the power in the Holy Spirit of God. You can do all things through Christ. May God bless our obedience. Dr. William was sharing with us about a pastor friend that he hadn't lived up north. And he was in the elevator at the hospital. He, being a single man, being a pastor, got in the elevator, and a lady in the elevator had on a long white coat. He looked at her finger and seen that she had no ring on, so he knew that she was a single woman as well. He, being a single man and pastor, her being a single woman with a long white coat in the elevator, began to talk. No, he wasn't trying to get a date. But he did ask her, "What do you do? And who do you work for?" She said, "I'm a medical doctor. Not just any medical doctor. I'm a cardiologist." "Oh, really?" "Yes, and I'm not just any cardiologist, you see. I am the cardiologist that especially knows all about the heart. I'm the one that they call when they don't know what to do and they can't figure it out. They call me. I'm that kind of cardiologist." So, being polite, she looked to him. He says, "What do you do? And who do you work for?" He says, "Well, ma'am, I'm the one they call when you don't know what to do and you can't figure it out." God is my master. We have that name that we can call upon Him. And He can do all things because nothing's impossible. Will you pray and actively be obedient to God? Pray and talk to people about their relationship with Jesus Christ. Have they followed in obedience? Have they confessed Jesus Christ as Lord? And used as a testimony to declare their faith in God? Being baptized and set on the road to discipleship? Would you actively be doing that as well? Like I said before, salvation is the greatest gift of God ever given to us. It's the greatest gift we'll ever receive. It's a miracle, you know. It's a miracle. What exactly are you asking for today? What are you asking for? Don't know that that's what he's asking, but it's okay. God's got a sense of humor too. Amen. Hey. What are you asking for today? You asking God to forgive you? Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart God raised him from the dead so that you will receive that miracle of salvation today? Are you declaring that you have a need today, that you want to ask Jesus? You want to follow up in baptism? Something that you've not done yet? God's speaking to you about something right now. Remember who our special guest is today? It's Jesus. He's here. He's with us right now. He desires things for you. And He'll clarify things for you. He'll cleanse you and forgive you. Do you need someone in your family that's close to be saved? To be baptized and on the road to disciple? Right now, the choice is yours. It's totally yours. Would you admit that you need healing? That this is actually a hospital where Jesus is present, desiring for you to come to Him? Or are you going to be that mannequin in the museum that just says, "I shall not be moved"? Take off the parking brake and let Jesus take over. God is expecting you to come to Him. We've talked about expecting things from Him and expecting things from others. But today, I want you to know that I'm confident that He wants you and is expecting you to come to Him. You willing to do that? You going to accept it or reject it? It's totally up to you. Chris is fixing to come play. I'm going to ask you to bow your head and close your eyes. I want you to realize right now that you're in the presence of a holy and just God. Yes, He loves you. Yes, He has desires for you. Yes, He wants to do miracles in your life. He says nothing is impossible with Him. So what's holding you back? What's keeping you from following Him in obedience? Even if He says right now to you, the Holy Spirit's drawing you to say, hey, you need to come to the altar and just pray and listen to God. Maybe today He's asking you to come and pray for someone that you love that does not know God, that needs that miracle. Maybe today you're that one that needs to follow up in baptism, that you have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, but you've never followed through with baptism and said, I want to be obedient, just as Jesus said that I should be obedient, that I can receive from Him the blessings and the miracles that He has for my life, and you want to do that today. Would you declare it? Some here today, you just need to say, Lord, I'm sorry for not listening to You and coming to You. Maybe there's some other things on your heart, somebody that you are praying for, a different miracle to take place. I've spoke to people throughout this past week that is looking and praying for miracles. Today, would you just let off the parking brake and let God just be obedient to Him? I'm going to ask you to stand. Keep your eyes closed and just standing right there where you are. Thank You, Jesus, for that You're here with us. Move on our hearts right now. Lord, I believe and I'm confident You've been moving on our hearts throughout this service. God, You've been moving on my heart all week. And Father, I just want to acknowledge You as my Lord, as the one that I come to. In a room like this, God, there are many, many needs. And Father, as they pray and as their heads are bowed, and I pray that You just speak to them. And that God, they'll follow in obedience to whatever You're asking them to do. Right now, if God's speaking to you, would you come? Altar's open for you to pray. I'll be right here. If there's something you need me to pray with you about, or if there's something that you need to make a decision on today, whether it's baptism, salvation, or joining our church as a follower. Whatever God's placed on your heart, will you do that right now? He's here. He says, come. Come to Me, all you that are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you peace. I will give you hope. I will give you love beyond what you could imagine. I'll give you the plans I have for you daily. Listen to Me. This altar's open. Will you come? Right now. He waits for you. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, nobody's looking around. Camera's not watching. So David, God is speaking to me, and I'm asking Him for a miracle. If that's you, would you just slip your hand up and right back down? I'm asking God for a miracle. Thank You. Thank You. Anybody else? Thank You. Thank You. I'm asking God for a miracle. Would you just slip your hand up and right back down? Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else before we pray? Thank you. Father in heaven, as we've shared your word today, may it continue. May you continue to speak to us. May we be attentive and listening. Sometimes, God, we don't do that so very well. We talk to you a lot, but we don't listen too good sometimes. And God, I just want to ask you, keep speaking to us. May your voice be louder than all the other voices in our heads and around us. Father, I pray as these that have raised their hands, that they've declared, God, I need a miracle. I'm confident that you're able. You've never lost a battle. And you never will. Oh Lord, do a work. Move in a way that it could only be you. That others see what you're doing. God, I pray that as we step out in faith, that God, that we would see lives change and people get saved and people follow in obedience to baptism. Most of all, Lord, that they know and they're confident they're saved and they have a relationship with you. But they want to identify with you. I pray, God, your blessings. In Christ's name, amen. Amen. You may be seated for just a moment, please. Senior bulletin, many opportunities. The Chosen movie, you've seen that. You've done a fantastic job putting together shoe boxes. We're going to pray over those boxes, and we need some help getting them out to the trailer in just a moment. So many blessings. The Billy Graham film, the Chosen film, the lights at the pole downtown, Bob mentioned earlier. The Christmas play is going to be taking place the 19th and the 20th. You see that in your bulletin as well. Just a bunch of stuff that we can connect people with God. The Christmas parade, the float looks like it's ready. They did a fantastic job there. We still probably need some candy and need some help probably walking by the float on that day, the 4th, be at 3:30. So please help us there. The Christmas lights at Rome Creek, we're saying they'll start on the 4th. They might start on December 1st, so why don't you just drive by the church on December 1st and just see. And if they're not on, come over to the parking lot and pray for us as a church body. Deal? All right. Somebody ask you why you're here, just say, well, that pastor said. So do that. Other things I'm missing. Announcements. Okay. The Christmas tree, yes. Thank you. Back there in the foyer, there's a Christmas tree. It doesn't have the names of the children. It has their ages, the size, and has a number. Need you put that on a package as you take that. These are all the children that are registered and are coming to the Awanas. So we need some help with that. Thank you for doing that. And Lottie Moon, I think Melinda, she's back there, right? In your bulletin, you'll find brochures on Lottie Moon Christmas Offering, a missionary to China. You're going to hear more about her if you don't know who she was. And we take up an offering for our foreign missions. So you'll be hearing more about that. So look over the information. Look over your bulletin. Take advantage of the opportunities to connect people to Christ and see what a miracle God can do. I believe in miracles. Do you? Three of you. Rest of you is thinking about lunch. So is Autumn. Do you believe in miracles? He can do it. We just need to let him. I need somebody, if they would, to journey back there and leave Melinda and bring all the children out here, if they would. Somebody volunteer to go back there and get all the kids and everybody and bring them out here. And while he's doing that, we'll practice. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Mm. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Y'all did better. It's because I did. I made it a little bit better too, didn't I? So, it's okay to say that. Don't get caught up in all this hustle bustle. All that. The reason we do the things that we're doing is to connect people with Christ. Every one of these boxes is to connect people to Christ. Not only children accept Christ when these are delivered, but their families accept Christ and follow Him. Parade floats. We went down to parade several years ago. A lot of folks off the float got off and hugged some folks down the road. And those folks started coming to church here. Because their folks said, "We're praying for you and your family." Got back on the float. And they started going to church here. Like, connecting people. Connecting people. Letting people know we love them. And that Jesus loves them. So, kids, young folks, y'all are not in trouble. Yay, Lucas says, yeah. Woo-wee. You're not in jail. You're not in trouble. But we do want you all to help us. And we do thank you and the Awana groups and everyone else, whether you brought one box or you brought four boxes, or you gave money to buy a bunch of boxes. Either way, together, Jesus is going to get the glory for all these boxes. So I wanted you all to come over here, and I wanted you all to come up here, front, back, wherever. We're going to pray over these boxes, okay? And then there's a white trailer out there that we're going to take all these boxes and put in the trailer. And young folks, please don't stay in the trailer when the door closes. Okay? Good? Don't do that. So don't let them stack boxes around you. Come on up. You can come up here, around there, wherever you want to go. You don't have to sing if you come up here, guys. You really don't. You can, though, if you want to come up around it. All right. Let's pray over these boxes, where they're going. Father, as we lift our voices up to you, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings that you have given to us, that we have the opportunity and the resources to have bought and given these boxes in your name. Father, as you hear the prayers of everyone that's around us right now, bless the kids, the students, and the families that are going to receive that greatest gift of all, that being your Son, Jesus. May your blessings abound here at Roanoke Creek, in our state, and wherever these boxes wind up. Bless the families today that have given it. In Jesus' name I pray. All God's people said, amen. All right. Trailer's there. Down the ramp, in the trailer. Don't stack it around a bunch of kids that's standing there.